There's the school bell for the Warren County Radio Bible School. I would invite you now to get your Bibles and turn in your Bibles to Exodus chapter 14. And that's the account of Moses as he stood with the Pharaoh at his backside in the Red Sea before him and opened up his rod and stretched that forth as God instructed him. And the waters departed and the children crossed on dry land. And we'll be looking at that situation and that particular event in Moses' life here momentarily. So while you're getting your Bibles and turning there to that chapter in Exodus chapter 14, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at that congregation and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. We are studying a Sunday school lesson about Moses and giving somewhat of a review of his life. This is called Moses, the Liberator and Lawgiver. It is a Sunday school lesson that was written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday of April 22nd, 1923. And we're looking at the three-part introduction of this lesson. The first part explains what it means to do things by faith. And of course, that means doing what God said to do. The second part of this was how that no one except God can make one thing a type of another, or some future thing, or erect monuments to future events. And that's exactly what the Lord did when he instituted the Passover and then later the Lord's Supper. But now the third part of this introduction, it says the Israelites journeyed by faith. Let me read to you from Elam's notes. It says, since the Israelites went out of Egypt by faith, God directed them. He led them not by the way of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war and return to Egypt. But God led the people about by the way of the wilderness, by the Red Sea. And the children of Israel went up armed out of the land of Egypt. Exodus 13, 17 and 18. By consulting a map, you will readily see how it was nearer to Canaan by the Philistine way, and that in the way there was no sea or no water to cross. But that was not God's way. The Israelites could not have gone that way by faith. According to Joseph's directions, which was also given by faith, his bones were carried out of Egypt by Moses. We read in Exodus chapter 13 in verse 19, Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for he had straitly sworn the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones away hence with you. And we read also in Hebrews 11 and verse 22, by faith, Joseph, when his end was nigh, made mention of the departure of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. And so both the bones of Joseph was carried from Egypt into the land of Canaan, and they took those bones of Joseph when they left the land of Egypt. Now from Succoth, they journeyed to Etham, which was east or northeast from Succoth. You may again want to look at a map to locate this. It's in the edge of the wilderness, according to Exodus 13 and verse 20. Here the pillar of a cloud by day and a fire by night is first mentioned. This was given that the Israelites might know the way God wanted them to go, and that they might travel by night, Exodus 13, 21 through 22. They had started out the wrong way out of Egypt. the way of human wisdom would suggest, but God would guide them in the way He wanted them to go. And so following God's guidance, they would go by faith. Now, just so men sometimes start the wrong way to heaven, the way of human wisdom suggests a different way. But such is not God's way and God's wisdom. At Etham, God turned the Israelites back, and they traveled southward in an opposite direction from Canaan, and encamped before Pi-hahiroth, between Migdol and the sea, before Baal-zephon, in Exodus chapter 14 and verse 1. This was between the mountain and the sea, and a kind of pocket or a trap from which there was seemingly no escape but to return the way that went into it. And then Elam suggests at this point that we pause in our study of Moses and read these two Psalms of David. So let's turn to the 77th Psalm. And we will read both Psalm 77 and Psalm 78. Now, Psalm 77 has this inscription for the chief musician, after their manner of Jeduthun, a psalm of Asaph. And here it is, beginning Psalm 77 in verse 1. I will cry unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and He will give ear unto me. In the day of my trouble I sought the Lord. My hand was stretched out in the night and slacked not. My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God and am disquieted. I complain and my spirit is overwhelmed. Selah. Verse 4, Psalm 77, 4. Thou holdest mine eyes watching, for I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with mine own heart, and my spirit maketh diligent search. Will the Lord cast off forever? And will He be favorable no more? Is His loving kindness clean gone forever? Doth His promise fail forevermore? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath He in anger shut up His tender mercies? Selah. Psalm 77:10. And I said, this is my infirmity, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will make mention of the deeds of Jehovah, for I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also upon all thy work and muse on thy doings. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is a great God like unto God? Thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast made known thy strength among the peoples. Thou hast with thine arm redeemed thy people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. Selah. Psalm 77:16. The waters saw thee, O God. The waters saw thee. They were afraid. The depths also trembled. The clouds poured out water. The skies sent out a sound. Thine arrows also went abroad. The voice of thy thunder was in the whirlwind. The lightnings lightened the world. The earth trembled and shook. The way was in the sea, and thy paths in the great waters, and thy footsteps were not known. Thou leadest thy people like a flock, by the hand of Moses and Aaron. And then the 78th Psalm, and the inscription to this Psalm is, Mischel of Asaph. And here's the Psalm. Psalm 78 in verse 1. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. Or I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. And we will not hide them from their children, telling the generation to come the praises of Jehovah and His strength and His wondrous works that He hath done. For He hath established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children that should be born, who should arise and tell them to their children, that they might set their hope in God, and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. They kept not the covenant of God, and refused to walk in his law, and they forgot his doings and his wondrous works that he had shown them. Marvelous things did he in the sight of their fathers, in the land of Egypt, in the field of Zoan. He clave the sea, and caused them to pass through, and made the waters to stand as a heap. In the daytime also he led them with a cloud, and in the night with a light of fire. He clave rocks in the wilderness, and gave them drink abundantly as out of the depths. And he brought streams also out of the rock, and caused the waters to run down like rivers. Yet went they on still to sin against him, to rebel against the Most High in the desert. And they tempted God in their hearts by asking food according to their desire. Yea, they spake against God. They said, "Can God prepare a table in the wilderness?" Behold, he smote the rock so that the waters gushed out and the streams overflowed. Can he give bread also? Will he provide flesh for his people? Therefore Jehovah heard and was wroth, and a fire was kindled against Jacob, and anger also went up against Israel, because they believed not in God and trusted not in his salvation. Yet he commanded the skies above and opened the doors of heaven, and he rained down manna upon them to eat, and gave them food from heaven. Man did eat the bread of the mighty. He sent them food to the full. He caused the east wind to blow in the heavens, and by his power he guided the south wind. He rained flesh also upon them as the dust, and the winged bird as the sand of the seas. And he let it fall in the midst of their camp, round about their habitations. So they did eat and were well filled. And he gave them their own desire. They were not estranged from that which they desired. Their food was yet in their mouths when the anger of God went up against them, and slew of the fattest of them, and smote down the young men of Israel. For all this they sinned still, and believed not in his wondrous works. Therefore their days did he consume in vanity, and their years in terror, when he slew them. Then they inquired after him, and they returned and sought God earnestly. And they remembered that God was their rock, and the Most High God their Redeemer. But they flattered him with their mouth, and lied unto him with their tongue. And their heart was not right with him, neither were they faithful in his covenant. But he, being merciful forever, forgave their iniquity and destroyed them not. Yea, many a time turned he his anger away, and did not stir up all his wrath. And he remembered that they were but flesh, a wind that passeth away and cometh not again. How often did they rebel against him in the wilderness, and grieve him in the desert. And they turned again and tempted God, and provoked the Holy One of Israel. They remembered not his hand, nor the day when he redeemed them from the adversary. How he set his signs in Egypt, and his wonders in the field of Zoan, and turned the rivers into blood, and their streams, so that they could not drink. And he sent among them swarms of flies, which devoured them, and frogs, which destroyed them. And he gave also their increase unto the caterpillar, and their labor to the locust. And he destroyed their vines with hail, and their sycamore trees with frost. He gave over their cattle also to the hail, and their flocks to the hot thunderbolts. He cast upon them the fierceness of his anger, wrath, and indignation, and trouble, a band of angels of evil. And he made a path for his anger, and he spared not their soul from death, but gave their life over to the pestilence.